This is a News 1130 special report.
A Vancouver Coastal Health is declaring a formal syphilis outbreak in this region. Rates are at the highest we've seen here in 30 years.
Well, joining us live on this story is Dr. Rekha Gustafson with the Health Authority. So, Dr. Gustafson, what happens now that this has been declared an outbreak?
The declaration of an outbreak is, to some extent, a call to action for the entire healthcare system. It means that we've determined that the rates are such that a coordinated response from healthcare providers, from the community, and from public health are needed.
Now, who is most at risk?
In Vancouver, the community most affected are gay and bisexual men and other men who have sex with men.
So what should people be doing to make sure, I guess maybe other than not have sex, what should they do to make sure they don't get syphilis?
Well, not having sex is not a realistic or even a desirable option for most people. So the important thing for the most affected community is to be aware that the rates are now so high that all members of the community need to consider syphilis as part of their prevention, part of their health care. If you're a gay or bisexual man who has sex in Vancouver, you should be tested for syphilis. You can be cured with penicillin, which I think is really important. And another part of the response that's important from communities to make sure that your partners are informed of their risk and they can get care as well. From the physician community and from the care provider community, I think what the rates of syphilis today mean that we probably shouldn't be spending too much time worrying about whether somebody's high risk or low risk, but just simply recommend the test.
And how often are you recommending people get tested?
So certainly we recommend that everyone be screened anybody tested for syphilis if they are being screened for or diagnosed with a sexually transmitted infection. For those who are with a new or more than one sexual partner, so for all men who have sex with men, we recommend repeat testing every 3 to 6 months. And for HIV-positive men, because they tend to get blood work every 3 months, we actually recommend they include syphilis testing in that blood work.
How did we get to this point? Is it a matter of cases just built up slowly, or is there a sudden influx?
The number of cases has actually been increasing since about 2011, 2012. And we were quite concerned, actually, in 2013, thinking that we were at a 30-year high then. And what is particularly concerning that we have had ongoing increase at the same rate since then. The affected population has changed a little bit. The syphilis cases are now affecting both HIV-positive and HIV-negative men and has moved to a slightly younger population than in 2013.
Now, Vancouver Coastal Health kind of ends at Boundary Road, and you go into Fraser Health after that. Are other health regions looking at possible warnings as well?
We are looking at syphilis both at a provincial level and at a local level. And, in fact, we're working on the campaign that is just being released. We're working on that with a group of provincial partners, including the BC Centre for Disease Control and Positive Living BC. So while the entire province is aware of the increase in syphilis and is coordinating efforts to address the situation, the epicenter is in Vancouver.
Dr. Gustafson, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Dr. Rekha Gustafson joining us live.